As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
As we promised you, yes, it's a day later than usual, but last night, match night, Indiana taking care of state rivals, Notre Dame a goal to nothing, and joining us live this afternoon with less on his plate is the head coach of the Indiana Hoosiers, our great friend Todd Yeagley. All right, my friend, great, 1-0, great victory over Notre Dame. I like the nothing part. That's been a while since we saw one of those. Give us a little recap on what you saw last night, some new faces and some 90-minute places. The Indiana Hoosiers look fortified rolling forward. Good afternoon, buddy.
I'm good. Thanks, class. Yes, it was an important win, first and foremost, on a lot of levels. One is, obviously from an RPI standpoint and a resume build, they're going to continue to get some good results, Notre Dame. And so that's, a team, again, last year's Final Four, our College Cup, although they have a few new pieces. They're a good side. I thought the approach of the guys was very good. I thought it was a good first half in general. They play a little more direct than they have, and it didn't give the game a lot of flow. And yet, as we got the game under control with the lead, really, the second half became a little bit of just a methodical, like, okay, we'll probe a little bit, you probe. Didn't have the tempo that I expected, but we were okay with it. so we kind of just took the air slowly out of the tank, if you will, and let that game just kind of fizzle out. And I thought one was enough, and it obviously proved to be that. But, it was an interesting game because usually they're a little bit more back and forth than that.
Yes.
Than normal. So, yeah, I can't put my finger on it. But once they were kind of playing at that speed, I wasn't trying to ramp our group up anymore. I thought we kind of played pretty controlled in the second half and pretty calculated.
And I don't remember sitting on the edge of my seat oohing and aahing Notre Dame's chances either. Does that help when Daniel Muni can finally play 90 minutes? We know he's your captain. We know how important he has been. Is the organizational skill just as important as the physical talent?
Yes, no doubt. And I think just, it gives other players just a little swag, right? It's like looking over and you're like, yeah, I got him next to me. Right, class,
absolutely.
it's
a security blanket, right?
Yeah, a little bit is a little blanky. You just feel better, Joey. I thought some of the guys that have filled in have done a really nice job, and BB in particular, it's tough to have him leave. I think he'll be fine for Sunday, but it's still a little different. As well as they played, it's Peter DePaul. We're stealing from one position that bring. And then to the middle. So BB's been, as we know, our most versatile defender wherever we put him. But, I thought Muni had a really just mature game. I mean, I didn't feel threatened really all night. And they have some good attackers. And yes, they had a couple of close moments. But the feel of it was like, okay, good teams will get a chance or two, right? I mean, it's going to be hard to keep a team out of your box for 90 minutes. So, I thought we were just maybe a little less decisive in the second half. We could have gotten maybe three or four better looks, being critical of our group, even though I thought they did a good job of not getting impatient and just going, okay, let's just defend for 45. And again, the way they played, the ball was allowed to bounce a little bit more than normal because they were playing fairly direct, a lot of throw-ins, goal kicks, et cetera. So it's just kind of tick, 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 let the game play out and 1-0 and move on.
90 minutes, 1-0. Hoosiers defeat Notre Dame. The good news, the halfway point of the season. I saw you mentioning that on the social media after the game in the locker room. Halfway point of the Big Ten, halfway point of the regular season. Before we get to that, let's run it back to Sunday really quickly. Now, all road points will tell everybody, they won't listen sometimes, but all road points are great points, especially when you were down 1-0, 2-1. You found a way out. It's not one we're going to hang in the Louvre, that's for sure, but the team was gritty, and that's one thing this team has shown this year. They'll tough it out with you a little bit.
Yeah, the resilience and I mean the disappointment was how we played the first 25. It was looked like a Sunday like, let's just dance around a little bit and have any urgency, that's not going to work. So we kind of played right in their hands. So, yeah, I was pleased second half in general of our performance. And yet that second goal and the first goal, really, were both moments of this year that were like, man, you know, we didn't give them much, but when they got it, they took advantage. And, you know, that's why getting a post to go our way last night was nice, because it feels like we've been punched in some tough spots, really, without much action. You know, whether it's the Portland game, it's like, man, three goals. There weren't a lot of shots and chances, but they were calculated. I thought that was the Michigan game. I mean, I think that first goal, that kid, you know, probably hits that as well as he can. And the second goal, you know, you're a foot one way or the other on that cross. We have it cleared. It misses. It just, you know, that was the game. And we had our chances to win it, and I thought it was 1-1 class. I mean, I thought this game is ours. I mean, that second goal,
I felt
just
the
like,
same
what?
Way.
Yeah. It didn't happen so fast.
It wasn't because you were broken down or out of position or somebody was watching the paint dry. It was comes with it.
Yeah. Luca, I mean, he made a nice little play in the end line, but it was a routine cross. I mean, we got to deal better with those. So, if we're getting pelted in just a matter of time, I get it. But that was against the flow. So I like the response. But, you know, we're leaving points on the board in the Big Ten, which, you know, is tough. And so I feel like this dual track that you're on this time of year, class, as you know, this rhythm, it gives you like these equal opportunities to kind of spring into your other segment. So a good non-conference win against Notre Dame really gives you good vibes now for your Big Ten match.
And that Big Ten match will be noon against Rutgers coming up. And then you get a little break before Michigan next Friday. So schedule maker takes a little bit of a deep breath as well. But I don't want to pass up Herb Enderle here. I know Mihalik's goal was fantastic on Sunday. You won't see a better one from 25 yards out curling it in. But Herb wins you a penalty last night. Was dynamic in the game against Northwestern before that. Was a menace to a degree at Michigan. He's the Big Ten Player of the Week, Offensive Player of the Week. Talk about how Herb is growing into his – well, he's been here for a while. He should be quite comfortable in his role moving forward.
Yeah, he's, you know, Herb is one that, although he had a quiet game, was, I felt like that was a Herb-esque game in the sense of, man, he may not show up and you maybe want a little more at moments, take it over, find a few more balls, drive. He had a couple opportunities I thought he was a little bit passive on, that he could have used that acceleration and the dribbling instincts that he has. But yet he made the play, right? I mean, he gets into that spot. He draws penalties because he has such good elusive quick movements that defenders think they have it, and there you don't. And he wins us the game. Obviously, Wittenbrink, you know, was icy in the veins, as we say. He put that away with a lot of confidence. But, yeah, Herb changes games for us. He can, you know, there's many of years that you were like, man, Herb didn't have a great game, but they're like, oh, he created the free kick that led to the goal that we tied it or won, right? I mean, there's so many of those that you can't, there's no stat that goes there. You know, he's had so many big moments for us, and teams are also very fearful of Herb. And I think anytime you have the opponent overly concerned about something, it opens up other things. And that's where I think Herb's developed glasses. His final pass is better. He sees things better. Still not where we fully want it, but it's getting a lot better. And I think he'll have a big assist this year, where a lot of attention will be drawn, and he'll find the open player. And that's the type of goal I think he can also give us besides his own creation.
And contrary to popular belief, soccer players that play 90 or so minutes, 80 or so minutes with the substitutions, whatever it could be, giving it their all for 80 minutes, that's just not how it works. You, sometimes in the positions you're in, you choose your moments to do that. So when people think, oh, well, it's just that. No. We all have – that's why there are 11 of them out there. We've got chances to get everybody involved. But, again, his experience is invaluable. Now, get him taking on defenders and causing more problems. How many problems is Rutgers going to bring to you Sunday? It's a noon kickoff. You haven't had a ton of early kickoffs, if I'm going off the top of my head correctly. So you're on the road. It's another challenge. And as you told the boys last night in the locker room, hey, second half of the Big Ten season, let's go.
Let's go. Yeah, it's, I mean, there's so, I mean, I'll probably get a couple stats to show them, you know, just some of the recent years of, you know, how teams were with the first half versus the second half in both positive and negative ways. I mean, I've seen some teams 3-1, you know, over the last four. So it's a great kind of reset. Big Ten, it's kind of all still there for us, class, which is really nice. I mean, obviously Maryland's in the driver's seat, but they have some tough games and some points they have to earn. But this is a dynamic, well-coached Rutgers team. This is going to be tough. I mean, I'm not just giving you the old standard line, class. This is a dynamic, well-built, good Rutgers team. And their transfer is just ripping in goals. He's got 9 in a year. And they have some other weapons. Jackson Temple is as shifty as they come and is a great little imbalancer for them. And they have some steady, experienced defenders. So they're well-built, well-coached. It's going to be a fun one. And, I don't think we've had a noon kick this year, so that will be good. And I think our guys are going to be locked and ready. So we'll leave it out there and hopefully come back with 3 from a good East Coast trip.
Breakfast in Piscataway early on Sunday morning for the noon kickoff. We'll see you back at home a week from tomorrow. The Penn State Nittany Lions will be in town. That's been a fun tangle over the last few years as well. We'll worry about that next week, Coach. Best of luck to you and the boys. Safe travels, and we'll talk about hopefully a big victory and momentum springing in your direction next Wednesday, my man. Thanks so much for your time. Tell Austin thank you as well, and keep rolling along.
Thanks, class. Appreciate it.